This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. The winter storm, which passed through the region this past Friday, Saturday, failed to deliver much needed moisture. But SDSU Extension climatologist Laura Edwards reports another system is headed our way with the highest chances for precip in the Black Hills and northwest South Dakota.
But after that, we'll see temperatures rise back to above average for this time of year. And that is what we see for the next 1 to 2 weeks. Same kind of thing with temperatures generally favored to be above average, but might see a system or two come through in the next couple of weeks.
This lack of moisture and above-average temperatures has enabled farmers in parts of South Dakota to begin seeding small grains like oats and spring wheat.
After the warm stretch of days about 1 to 2 weeks ago, our soils thawed in the western and central part of the state, looking at the Mesonet data, and I know soil temperatures at about 4-inch depth were already about 40 degrees last week.
Field work will likely see few holdups as the drought monitor continues to reflect dryness across the region. The nearby climate outlook reflects warmer than average conditions, with equal chances for above, below, or normal precipitation.
I think we can still get some drought improvement if we get something near normal precipitation this spring, but so far we're just not seeing that come yet.
For greater details on precipitation totals, soil temperatures, and more, visit the SDSU Mesonet. Find a link for this climate data at extension.sdstate.edu.